Bonding at the Boob Chop Shop. The grandmothers bonded while being bound and banded in the recovery room at the Boob Chop Shop. Donnie Lynn cried first when she looked at her chest. She was a blubbering bundle of snot bubbles. Jeannie, such a competitive soul, joined in louder with a kind of kindred keening.
OMG, she wailed. Not a uniboob. I cannot have a uniboob.
The nurse, gloved and giggling, gingerly wiped fear from their noses. It's swelling, ladies. Rest assured you do have two nipples each. Boobala, 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 boobs. They slowly raised a hand to give each other a teeny tiny tentative wave. Each promised to wear their sports bra and to meet in 3 weeks.
Was your husband impressed?
Asked Perky Jeannie as they squinted at one another's chest, gravely gauging if gravity was working or not.
I'll say, said Perky Donnie Lynn, it wasn't sleep apnea at all. Just the weight of my wiggles making his windpipe wonky.
Oh, don't I know, said Perky Jeannie. Don't I know? I suffocated several spouses before the coroner figured it out.
Any charges? Asked Perky D.L.,
as her new capris caressed her calves, while she looked through her toes at her grandkids swimming in the park's twin pools.
No, said Perky J., but I always knew something was wrong.
Mused Perky D.L.,
I imagine finding them dead in the morning with a degree of constancy would clearly contribute a clue.
Yes, continued Perky J. At a young age, I always knew something was different about the size of my boobs.
Yes, Perky D.L. commiserated. I should never have put mine in a training bra, because they clearly excelled. I mean, at 12, my boobs not only bounced and nearly knocked my eye out, but they bent and bobbled in abundance.
Oh, don't I know, don't I know, said Perky J. Mine not only bent like underinflated balloons, but they squeaked at such a seriously high supersonic squickety squeak that packs of dogs would follow me home. From kindergarten, she added.
Perky Donnie Lynn raised an eyebrow.
My husband misses the storage most, she said. Years ago, I read a manual, probably written by an A-cupper.
Both grandmothers turned their head and spit while simultaneously shouting, Damn the A-cuppers!
One should place a pencil under the breast, and when released, the pencil should fall straight down, D.L. quoted. Hell, she said. I could hide a handful of hairbrushes under there, plus all my husband's keys.
Oh, don't I know, don't I know, said Perky J.
She pointed with her chin at a young child.
When my eldest was about that age, he complained that his winter boots were leaking, so I subconsciously shoved him sideways under my breasts and forgot about him until spring.
Perky D.L. raised her other eyebrow.
My eldest wanted me to donate some of my momentous mounds of mammary tissue to her, she said,
and then quickly added,
and her four daughters.
Oh, don't I know, don't I know, said Perky Jeannie. Prior to my surgery, my latest husband fortuitously founded a factory for innovative insulation, she intoned. Surely you've heard of mammary foam, she asked.
Perky D.L. reached for the decorative document that she had discreetly deposited in her daughter's diaper bag dozens of minutes before dinner.
My son-in-law is a structural engineer, beamed Perky D.L. He took one of my old bras, added a waterproof liner, and donated it to this park. This is his award for donating the twin pools our grandkids are swimming in.